Welcome back to our YouTube channel.
Hey guys.
Welcome back to our YouTube channel. And today we put stickers on our dad's butt. And he doesn't even know.
Yep.
And make sure to subscribe.
Get what?
Nothing.
And
make sure to subscribe.
We're
just watching Island Boys.
Yeah, we're watching Island Boys. We're just watching Roblox.
Come on back home, guys.
Okay.
Come on.
All right. He's so hungry.
The digital euro is on the move. Yesterday, the Governing Council of the ECB approved the opening of the preparation phase. It will be a journey, and we will walk the journey together with the legislator. All European institutions will be involved to make sure that Europe is equipped with the currency of the future.
I just want to clarify that my main message today is that we must be ready for change and prepared to use the flexibility of our frameworks as necessary. And to ensure future stability, our approach must continue to embody stability without rigidity. Stability without rigidity. The goals of monetary policy are not going to be changed. But those transformations are going to have a serious impact on monetary policy transmission.
By now, you've seen it all. You've seen the war in Afghanistan. You've seen the fake White House. You've seen the shenanigans with the military in the White House. You've seen interest rates go up and down over the past few years. We've seen false flags all over the place. We've seen O-1s of the world. What happened in .com, .bomb, when they lowered the interest rates before 2001. They lowered the interest rates before 2008 and in 2007. They lowered the interest rates in 2019, and you saw what happened in 2020. They lowered the interest rates in 2024 this year. What is to happen? Well, I'm here to kind of talk conspiracy theory with you or ideas. Maybe there'll be factual, maybe there will be opinion. Well, that's up to you to decide. Welcome. If you're listening to us for the first time, my name is Carlos Cortez. Everything on this podcast is meant for education and information purposes only. I am not giving financial advice. Even though I am a licensed financial advisor, everything on this podcast should be construed as information or education purposes only. So do not take any investment advice from this podcast. If you would like investment advice, give us a call, 813-448-448. 3446, or you can simply go to CortezWM.com. And for those of you that book an appointment with us, and if you ask me, hey, I would like a copy of your free book, I'll send it to you. No problem. I'll even sign it and send it your way. No cost to you. It's just, I want to get my message out as many people as I can. I only have a few hundred, or actually I think I only have like 150 left. So I started with 1,000, and they're just flying off the shelves. So if you want one, go ahead and go to CortezWM.com, book an appointment, or just simply give us a call, 813-448-3446. If you're a current client and you would like one, just email me, info@CortezWM.com, and I'll be sure to get Cindy, Raz, or anyone on our staff to send one out to you ASAP. Well, guys, I got something that I wanted to discuss. And that is simply that we are in a speculative environment, but it can't be too speculative, because as we look at the U.S. debt clock, as we look at the historicals of the interest rates dropping, if we look at all the problems from KRE, from the banks, to what is happening right now, guys, there's a lot of ish going on, man. And so eventually something will pop. We've seen the pagers blow up recently. walkie-talkies now, people are afraid to even have these old analog devices. I'll just cut to the chase. Call me crazy. And this is me being opinionated. This is me just throwing it out there. Can I quantify it? Yeah, I can quantify it. But it's the obvious. It's the obvious. Yes, we know the market's going to crash. I can prove that in my own opinion through the softwares I have and the AI that I use and what the big banks use to basically manipulate the markets. I got tools that I got all the tools to see all that. That's not the issue. The issue is the bigger plan. The bigger plan, like what is their end game? And so it just dawned on me when I was just thinking about this, and I feel like God gives me these downloads. What if I told you, you remember the CBDC thing that I was telling you about a year ago, social credit score? Well, I really think that with this financial reset, I really think that they could crash the market so bad, and they're going to use the CBDC like the vaccine out of COVID, like the ventilator out of COVID, like Remdesivir out of the COVID. They're going to simply say, we have the solution. The solution is to track, trace, and control you. The solution is this new product that we can keep everybody accountable with the interest rates, even the government. We can keep the banks construed. We can no longer have toxic loans to anyone that wants them. We can no longer have this undeniable risk, right? The risk that basically allows for the underwriting of any loans. We're going to create an economy that by design will be a lot safer, productive. It will be organically grown using AI technology and our vaccinated, high engineered, woke, whatever you want to call them, people introducing the new CBDC. Now, the new CBDC is going to be great. It's going to be effective. It's going to be safe and convenient. It's going to be amazing because we can control people that should not buy guns. As a matter of fact, we can literally stop people from buying things that are harmful. This is how it's going to go down. So, if they crash the stock market, if they take Social Security away, if they flush out our banks, if they literally stop everything financially, they're going to introduce a CBDC. I don't know what it is, guys. I can't tell you exactly what it is. But there is a pandemic or a plandemic, excuse me. There is a plandemic bigger than what you think. In order for them to force something, we saw how desperate people got to get the vaccine in order just to get on a cruise or to fly or to travel. In some parts of the country, even to order food at a takeout. I'm telling you, like, this is like the perfect setup. We crashed the real estate market. We crashed the banks. We have a liquidity problem. We make 08 look like nothing. Turn the switch on. Don't worry, America. We're going to help you. We're going to do exactly what Europe has done. We're going to do what the socialists have done. And we're going to create a CBDC. And we're going to be able to track, trace, control. Guys, this is death, man. This is what they want. They want to track, trace, and control. Because, you know, if they can control you financially, they can get your guns. They can get your medical information. They can stop your free will. We are the biggest threat to the government. They don't want us having guns. They don't want us to have financial freedom. They want us to be succumbent to what they want us to do. So I want you just to kind of download, what were the framers thinking when they first built America? How badass of a pioneer they were. And if you look at history, even from the Aztecs to the Indians, to the chiefs, to the samurais, to the Mayans, to the Native Americans, to our framers, from Sam Houston to the ultra, all the generals, the guys that fought. Do you think they cared about your opinion? Do you think they were scared about fighting for what they believed in? Like, it is time to have a backbone. And that backbone is preparing your family for everything. Preparing your family and your retirement for all circumstances. And that doesn't mean that we're just going to buy silver and gold and palladium and tin and copper. That doesn't mean we just diversify metals, because metals are manipulated like everything else. What I'm getting at is, guys, it's time now to have a covenant process, a process that you can put money away safely, have that money grow and restored, refinance, recalibrated, because the big banks aren't talking about safe money. They just want you in the stock market so that they can collect their 1% fee, so that your money can be at risk, and then you're at risk, and it takes 5 to 7 years to make your money back. Guys, if we go into a depression, you ain't getting your money back, bro. Like, you're not getting your money back. Commercial real estate, $750 million in default. Where's that going to go? Unsecured, liable funding in the trillions. Just disgusting. Not even talking about the sub-mortgage crisis. People still digging out of that from literally 16 years ago. Student loan crisis, pension crisis, which that's the next crisis after student loan crisis, which we haven't even solved that one yet. And then there's a pension crisis where we have more workers leaving and less workers coming in. And so now we have a Social Security crisis, which they're going to run out in 2033 mathematically if they don't start taxing you more now. So I have a 90-year-old client, has a few million with us. Her RMD is increasing every single year the older she gets. And there's this thing called the Secure Act 2.0. And basically, the older you get, the more withdrawal you got to take out of your IRA. You see, the IRA is an account, a deferred account for the IRS. You are getting in a partnership with the IRS, and you are forced to take this money out. And if you don't take this money out, you will endure a 50% penalty. So if you are RMDs, if your RMD is $50,000 a year, you got a lot of money in IRAs, but if it is $50,000 a year, probably close to $625,000, let's just say it's $50,000. You forgot to take it. Maybe you live in Florida and you just never got the check, or you just forgot to call and the hurricane comes by and there's no mail service for about a week or two because there's no cleanup on the roads and the mailman can't get there, and you forgot to call and get your RMD, whatever the situation is. Or maybe you evacuated and you tried coming back and you couldn't get in because of a disaster. Well, of course, the IRS will step in and say, you're in a disaster zone, so we're going to give you a few months or whatever, but maybe you just completely forgot. They will penalize you in that scenario, $25,000. So you would have to take $75,000, pay taxes on $50,000, pay additional $25,000 in tax. It's bad. And if Kamala Ho gets in, she wants to just tax you for unrealized gains, which will send property values plummeting. So if your house, if you bought it for $1 million or your house is worth $2 million, you are going to have to pay taxes on $1 million, my friend. Long-term capital gains, it will be bad if she gets in. Like, it is literally feeding the government so that she can be a socialist. She's already a dumb socialist. But guys, like, this is the problem we're going to have. So it's not just a stock market failure problem. It is a multifaceted problem, from financial resets, from tokenization, digitization of your assets, from stock market risk, from now political and social media risk, from insolvency risk with banks. Like, banks aren't safe, man. Like, as soon as they lower interest rates, like they did this year, you're going to see banks in the next 3 to 6 months, you're going to see banks like, hey, we're going to write off $100 million, claim a loss, close some branches. And they'll follow Chapter 11 to regroup because they need to get all this nasty commercial real estate loans out. So you mean to tell me that there's millions of hundreds of millions of dollars that they bought for 7, 7.5, 8%, whatever their interest rates were, and they were renting them out and not even able to cover the mortgage, and or they had a business and they were losing all this rental, auxiliary rental company income on top of not having workers show up because they're working from home and they don't really need an office. And now you really can't sell it because these buildings weren't meant to be converted into apartments because they have elevator shaft, but there's no kitchen, there's no drainage, there's no like showers and bathrooms. So now you got to figure something out with this old office environment. We're sitting in a situation, guys, where it's not going to be pretty. But what I do want to say is that we have a solution. There is no need to be literally subject to what is about to happen. All right, so let me pull up the S&P. So yeah, we had a little downward spiral today, and then it shot up. S&P 500, guys, it is cooking. It is cooking. I'm waiting for a pullback because I know there is going to be a pullback. Interest rates drop. Market typically will go up. Hypothetically speaking, when interest rates drop, but in the previous 3 rate drops, we've also had really, really abysmal market performances. So the S&P 500 right now has bullish power. And not just that, but the NASDAQ. If we look at the NASDAQ, it is just smoking. All greens. I even got green cloud here. Like, it is smoking. We had a buy signal, our predictive trader, back in March 23, another golden cross here. It just shot up even more. Fast forward to 24. How much could it go? Well, we got to make Kamala and Bidenomics look good. Well, they are pumping it up. As you guys know, there's a QQQ, which is the NASDAQ. We look at the New York Stock Exchange. No, that's not it. Let me see here. New York Stock Exchange. Also the Russell 2000. Here we go. We got a golden cross. Holy smokes. We got a golden cross today. The 16th. I didn't even realize that. We got a golden cross. So this bad boy is fixing to take off, man. So Russell 2000. So we're going to see small caps go up. We're going to see small caps. We got all green bars here, all traffic. Momentum's popping back up. We got golden cross, 200-day moving average. Just crossed over the 50-day moving average. This thing is going up, baby. The VIX, the volatility index, went from 13 to 17. Yeah, man. We got bullish power all over this mug. So Russell 2000, you can look at that. So actually, just so you know, for those of you that want to take some risk, you can actually buy a TNA, which is 3 times the Russell 2000. All green bars here. It's starting to show huge momentum strength. Might be a good time to pick it up. Right now it's trading at 33.53. This particular stock has ability to go to close to 100. I used to trade this personally, and I made 1,000% in 1 year just trading this ETF, buying late to expiration options. So back, about 95. It did go to 100 during roughly in July 21. I remember that during COVID, it got beat to hell in a handbasket, got a sell signal here. And now it's just been hovering over the past year, just flatlining, not really doing anything. But as you saw with IWM, which is the Russell 2000, this is three times the risk. So if it goes down 10%, you're going to lose 30%. If it goes up 10%, you're going to win 30%. This is just a trading ETF for to make trades. This would be a good trade right here, actually. You're buying low and you want to sell high. And we just got a golden cross warning here, which anytime we get a golden cross, 50-day moving averages is getting closer to the 200-day moving average. And that's when you want to buy. So they are pumping this bad boy up. Wonder why they're pumping it up so much. For those of you that like gold, let's take a look at gold. Gold's been propped up, man. October 23rd, we got a buy signal. Boom, this thing's been fuego, man. It's at 2313 right now. Can it go any higher? This is on a weekly, by the way. Can it go any higher? This thing is taking off, man. Holy smokes. I'm sorry, it's at 2566. Just stellar. However, everyone that knows gold is basically manipulated by the same people you're trying to avoid. So be very cautious buying here because you're getting closer to that end of the trail. All right, so if you're buying precious metals, obviously I only recommend less than 20% of your liquid assets, but you can buy some precious metals. You call 888-747-3309. Again, 888-747-3309. Let them know that Carlos Cortez from Scriptures and Wall Street sent you, and they will get you the best rates. They're a faith-based company, and they will ship it right to your door very discreetly. Amazing, amazing group of people. Let them know that I sent you there. Also, just basically wanted to share that gold is going up, man. And so for those of you that like silver, let's look at silver. Here we go. Same correlation. We had a little dip in silver, but right now we are trading 29 and a half roughly. So you want to make sure, this is on my weekly, by the way. So we're at an all-time high in silver. I'm looking at it. I'm searching back 2020. So yeah, it's all-time high, 29,649. So it's been doing good, man. I like silver. Silver is an industrial metal. Government is going to have a hard time taking that away from you, especially if you can get scriptures on your private coins. I wouldn't get public silver, public coins, because they can claim that that's theirs, even if it is silver. I do like having private coins, silver. And that is a great way to defend your family, defend your retirement, but it's also manipulated. I wouldn't put all your eggs in that basket, because these are the same people trying to manipulate with the banks and other Wall Street items. However, in regards to the markets right now with the yield, something actually that I've been talking about is TMF. And those of you that have been watching me, you know I love TMF. Well, we got a buy signal back in November 21. A death cross. And then we got a death cross. And yeah, it's been going down ever since. But what's interesting is that the yields are going up. Typically, when rates go down, the yields are rising. But we are seeing manipulation here. the prices are actually going down here. And it's looking like it's coming back down, but what's going to happen is, like, if they want to manipulate this, let them manipulate it. I'm just holding it. I hope it goes down to 30. I'm going to buy more call options at 100. Again, not investment advice, but I would buy a ton of call options here at strike price at 100 to January 2026, because eventually they're going to keep on lowering more interest rates. And back in August of 20, this thing was $445, and we are just trading at $56. It could go down to 45, 48. I don't think it's going to go any lower than that. But hey, who knows? All this is manipulation, guys. 100% manipulation. So we're starting to see some traffic lights turn red. We're starting to see a red cloud. So we might see a little bit of red movement. This is my weekly chart. So it's more long-term. If I go to my daily, yeah, we're starting to see green. But we did get a golden cross here. So that means it could go down just a hair, and then it's going to be bullish power. So I'm really confident, man. I'm really confident this is going to take off. So if you want to build some capital, you can look at TMF. Hypothetically speaking, read between the lines. You can buy the 100 call options, or roughly about $5.65 per contract. And you got to buy one would be $565, because there's 100 shares each contract. So you're looking at $565. You hold it till January 2026. If it doesn't go to 100, you lose everything. You lose your $565. If it goes to 100 by January 2026, your contract should be worth roughly about less than $6,000. So the question is, how many contracts do you want to buy? Do you want to buy 20? Do you want to buy 40? Do you want to buy 100 of them? Well, just know that if you buy the call option, and by the time, for instance, January 2026, you can buy one in March of 2025. You can buy one in January of 2025. You can buy one that ends tomorrow. I mean, the longer time frame you have, the more expensive that contract is. But if it hits that certain price that you're calling it upon, you actually own 100 shares at that price. So it's pretty amazing, where your risk is very limited, but your upside is just massive. You just got to know if it's going to go up and what price. And I like talking about it because this is for information purposes only. You take your own risk. Obviously, I love doing this. I do it personally. And that's why I like talking about it, because I want you guys to make money off the next market crash. I want you guys to make money off of this crazy, predictable environment that we're in. But more importantly, what I wanted to share. So you really don't have to worry about the trading, right? Like in retirement, you need to understand that you need to set it, forget it. This is why I recommend calling us, having a safe money strategy that we can put your assets in an account that's going to compound for you. Right now, before interest rates are dropping with insurance carriers, they're still offering 100% of this account. Now, you can only buy this account through insurance companies, carriers that have access to this particular index. But check out the returns. Of course, past results are not indicative of future results. But since 2003, now these numbers are not projected numbers. They're actual real numbers. Let me repeat that. These are real past historical numbers, not projected numbers. Most of these carriers and these companies and insurance companies, they give you a hypothetical 7%. There's no freaking hypothetical here. This is actual real returns. And so 2003, a 24%, 2004, 17, 2005, a 5%, a 2006, a 12, another 9. Market was down in 07, and market was down, you remember, in 08, not here, we made a 13%. 20, a close to 20%, 21%. In 2010, we made an 8.6. 2011, we made 9.9. 2012, we did, 9.9. In 2013, we did another 21%. The sequential year, 30. The following year, in 2014, we lost. Trump gets in. In 2016, we made 8.9. The following full year when Trump got in, 1 year later, 40%. War of tariff, we made zero, we made nothing. Another 34, a 28%, a 25%. Another zero in 2022. Last year, we made 19.48. This year, we're up already close to 5%. These are the returns. If you're not getting these returns, give us a call. If you're getting these returns without a seatbelt, then you might be taking a lot of risk. So these are the type of returns our clients can expect using these type of products, using these type of programs that are not funding the woke agenda, that are not funding the DEI, that is not pro CBDC, that is not pro DEI, that's not pro liberalism. Like, we just don't want to fund it. And that's what people are doing. And so let's get a contract in place for you where your money is safe. You're trying to retire. I was just talking with a lovely lady in Texas. She had $500,000. She booked an appointment online and she scanned a QR code. She got on my calendar and she was absolutely shocked that I was talking to her, but that could be you. She had $500,000. And I said, Miss Client, you could take out close to $45,000 a year for the rest of your life, maybe 50, 60. I did the calculation. She already took $500,000 out by the time in her 6 year, and her account grew. Her account grew to $650,000. So she took out all that she put in, and she had an additional $100,000 by the 6 year. Fast forward to 10 years, she's taken out $900,000 and her account value is over $1.2 million. This is how powerful this is, guys. And that was a 10% max free withdrawal, by the way. So the downside is you got to be okay to have access to 10% or they'll penalize you. But most people are okay putting their retirement in a bucket that you can have access to 10% because you've never paid taxes on it. So why go over 10%? So if you're in that cusp, if you're in that pocket, if you're in that situation, this might be right for you. So give us a call. The rates are going down dramatically since Jerome Powell 2 days ago lowered them officially. But we want to help you. And I want to be there for you. So give us a call, 813-448-3446. Visit us at CortezWM.com. Don't forget to like and subscribe our Rumble channel at Scriptures and Wall Street. Go to Scriptures and Wall Street on Rumble. Give us a like if you don't mind. Also, just give us a call and we'll send you a book. All right, guys, I'm out of here. God bless. I'm exhausted. It's been a long week for me. I hope you like my little market update, and I'll talk with you guys very soon. Bye.